Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now. From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker in beautiful north of Dewdney, Regina, Saskatchewan. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. It is Wednesday, June 19th, last I checked, 2019, and this is show number 13 of the Rod Peterson Show. Joined on the set today by Darren DuPont, my Han Solo. How do you like that?
Very good. That's a new one.
I'm going to keep going with those as long as I can.
How many do you have?
And from Bell Media, CTV, TSN, Claire Hanna, the lovely Claire Hanna.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the program. This is awesome. The sponsor's couch is full. We've got a major announcement to make today. And things are rolling, Darren DuPont, at the Rod Peterson Show.
They are. It's exciting. It's a good morning.
What can we tell our viewers about, and our live viewers, of course, listening online at rodpeterson.com/listen live. We have the announcement. We were teasing it yesterday. When can they anticipate this announcement today?
15 minutes.
In 15 minutes' time?
Let's do it in 15 minutes.
Okay, off the top of the show.
So right after the first commercial break.
Stay tuned for that. So this is the warm-up. Welcome, everybody, as we get into the program. I mentioned Claire Hanna here. She's here for, we're going to try and keep her for the whole show. I'm not sure if she can do that or not. We're tabbing this, the BC Lions show, as G. Roy Simon and Travis Lulay will be joining us live from the left coast in advance of Canada's Game of the Week. Our daily poll yesterday was, what is Canada's game of the week in the CFL of the three? Saskatchewan at Ottawa, BC at Edmonton, and Hamilton at Toronto. And a resounding winner of the vote from our Twitter poll at Rod Peterson Show was BC at Edmonton. Does that surprise you guys, first and foremost? I'll start with you, Claire, that the Saskatchewan-Ottawa game was not voted by our viewers as Canada's game of the week.
100%, because I think you bleed green, Rod. I feel like you are just like rider central.
But it's not. Oh, the show, you mean?
Yeah. So I'm really surprised that the viewers would have answered that way. But given that you've got Travis and G. Roy on the show today, maybe they were just thinking about playing to the audience, playing to the clients today. So
at least they're honest dupes.
Yeah. Well,
the voters.
Yeah. But Milt was even trying to push for the Ottawa Saskatchewan game. He said it's the game easily with the most intrigue after week one, the quarterback situation, Ottawa's great game in Calgary.
But William Powell playing his former team.
Yeah.
Some juice there.
It's a lot of storylines.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of juice in all the CFL games this week. Riders at Ottawa, of course. We mentioned BC at Edmonton, Mike Rally's return. And have you ever heard of the Harold Ballard Cup?
No.
I just learned of it this morning. Whenever the Argos and the Ticats play, and we all know who the legendary Harold Ballard is, right? You do, Darren, as a Leafs fan. Right? Do you not know who Harold Ballard is?
Yes, of course I know who Harold Ballard is.
Wake up over there. The Harold Ballard Cup is, it's like the Mayor's Cup between the Pats and the Warriors. It's the season series between the Ticats and the Argos. It's been going for like 100 years and nobody knew until today. Or at least I didn't know until today. So that's the first leg of the Harold Ballard Cup.
Somebody's dropping the ball.
I love how excited you are, Rod. You're pumped.
I'm pumped about this
show. So is that your Canada game? Is that what you're going for?
I tried to purport the notion that the Argos and Ticats would be Canada's game of the week and was resoundingly trounced by our respondents.
Wasn't even close.
They got like 5% of the vote. But what I love about this program is it's so interactive that we can give the viewers and listeners what they want because they're allowed to vote on what we talk about, what our polls are, and all the rest. And the comments are coming in on Facebook like crazy.
Okay, I'm very distracted right now because, first of all, I've been in many studios. This one's unique.
Yep.
It's kind of like we're in a living room. We're just chilling. But I'm so distracted by all the comments coming in. And I'm like, how do you guys just shuffle between conversing, but then being like, oh, look what Joe from...
Well, tell them what you're looking
Joe
at.
From New York. I voted Riders versus Red Blacks, but I'm biased and proud of it. And I actually remember briefly meeting him at a Riders game last year when he came in from New York.
Joe Lazzito?
Amazing story. Yeah.
Was that ever a New York name? Joe Lazzito.
Yeah.
And he's watching this morning from New York. So thank you. No, but these are the Facebook comments. So Claire, tell our viewers, this is only show 13. Tell them what you're looking at. And why.
Lucky number 13.
Yes.
Hey? Well, no, I guess I'm just deciding how you guys play between the comments and then like talking and conversing. That's all. I just, there's a lot of things going on. I love it.
My
sensories are overloaded.
I haven't quite figured it out myself yet. But as I said at the end of yesterday's show, when Rob Vanstone was sitting in that chair, Don Hewitt, they're just mesmerized. They're like, you guys are having so much fun. Wait till we go to a break and there umpteen people start running around this set. That's when it really gets crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It has a real Letterman style feel. And if you've ever been to the Ed Sullivan Theater and watched Letterman Live, which I have, it's very similar to that. Which, by the way, I'm getting a lot of questions from our viewers, listeners, and fans saying, how do they get on the sponsor's couch over there? Look, we're running a business here, right? Some have called it a high-priced escort service type thing. You don't just come in here for nothing. We're in business, right? You got to pay to get on that couch.
That's right. It's not free.
It's not a casting couch. It is a sponsor's couch. There's a difference.
Yes.
So you get to be on set, Claire, so that's even better.
I know. I feel really very special.
I mentioned G. Roy Simon, Travis Lule, Claire Hanna. I want to talk about why I think the Riders will win their game Thursday with Hart Giardot, the quarterback combination. You're not old enough, either of you, to remember J.J. Barnagle. Mark Rathwell is. He's sitting over there on the couch. He'll remember that. I'm going to get Mark Rathwell on the air today, whether he knows it or not, before this thing's over. And the Riders announced their roster for the football game. They just released it this morning for the game at Ottawa tomorrow night. Four players in: Brian Bennett, Rene Brasilla, one of the Mexican players, Tex Schramm, and Braden Linius-Dickey will make his CFL debut tomorrow night in Ottawa. I've known him since he was probably 7 years old. That's very exciting. Coming out, Zach Caleros, Taron Vaughn, Darius Blaydick, and Max Zimmerman. So we'll get to that. And our poll, today's poll, you can vote at Rod Peterson Show on Twitter. Would you move / change jobs for your wife, a la Jacob Trouba, doing it in the NHL? 74.2% say yes, 25.8% say no. Claire Hanna, this was your idea. This poll question, you barked it out of the bathroom when you were fixing your hair and makeup not 20 minutes ago. Explain why you think this is a good question.
Well, I was just thinking of what's relevant today. When I went onto Google this morning to just look at some of the news topics, this one came up, and Sarah Orleski, a coworker of mine, tweeted out yesterday one of the quotes that Jacob used in this article, and you know, saying, "Yes, you know what, my wife's got a job too. We've got a, you know, we're equal parts in this relationship." And I thought that was so awesome. So stereotypically, we think about NHL players as the wives are always moving for them constantly. And I think that's probably the truth in most cases. But if there's an ability to shift your career to make room for equal parts, you've got to do it. I think you've got to do it. If it's an option, if you can get traded, if your wife's going through residency in New York City or Brooklyn, I'm not sure where she's going to school, make room for that space in your relationship.
Well, two things on that. Bob Irving, the legendary voice of the Blue Bombers, Bob Knuckles Irving, tweeted that Trouba didn't like it in Winnipeg. This is all news to me, what you're telling me right now. The Trouba wanted out of Winnipeg. Maybe this is a convenient excuse to get out of Winnipeg. I don't know. But I'll say this on the business of moving for your wife or not moving for your wife, in my case, or your partner. We took a pact in college, Mount Royal in Calgary. Me, Craig Adam, Kevin Karius, and there was a fourth. And I can't remember who the fourth was. Doesn't matter. We all said, we'll never turn down a job for a woman. And in the end, we all did. We tried to take that pack. I was 18. They were like 20 and 21, but life gets in the way, right?
But it sounds like that was a bit different because you weren't with somebody at the time.
No,
we
weren't.
You said, okay, you know, and I remember, I'll be fully honest here. When I was in Lloydminster, my very first job with NewCap Television, Tinder was just a thing. It was like blowing up. Everybody was on it. I stayed off of it because I didn't want to meet anybody in Lloydminster. And I love Lloydminster. I had such a great time there, but I wanted to further my broadcasting career and I didn't want to get tied down by love. So I had a year of celibacy. Yeah.
I admire those that don't.
It's a tough thing to do, right? But it's, I mean, it's good. I mean, you were thinking about the career, you're trying to balance the work-life.
Well, 74% saying they would move for their partner. Darren, where are you on this?
Yeah, sure. That's the thing to do, right? I mean, especially in what we're doing. I mean, we could take this anywhere. Mm-hmm. Look at where we're doing our show, right? I mean,
we are going to take it everywhere.
We could take this show anywhere. And the operation of running this business and stuff. That's why, you know, I put myself in this position where you can be flexible, right? Not tied down to one job. And with the other broadcasting stuff on contract work, you're flying in and out mm-hmm. of different cities. You know what that's about. You know, with the CFL stuff, you can do that from anywhere. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be locked down to one place.
It totally depends what your job is,
willing
you're willing to be flexible, and also relationships are about being flexible. You know, and if you're not willing to be flexible, maybe don't be in one, or make sure that is clear while you're getting into
it. Now, having said all that, you talk about taking the show places. That's part of our major announcement coming up in what now? Less than 5 minutes time, live on set here. But Claire, you are in a...
Team
I got
Claire.
So many
Hashtag
questions.
Team
oh, yeah.
Claire.
Hashtag
yeah.
Team Claire. Corey Huber writing on Facebook. I agree, Claire. Paul Druan, one of our owners, is saying, don't let anybody sit in my spot. Nobody's sitting in your spot. Our next guest, though, Paul's right next to your spot. He wants Where are the donuts, by the way? We got all these new sponsors. That was the deal. Every time we get a sponsor, you were going to bring in a dozen donuts. I haven't seen y'all a week. We got all these new sponsors. Anyways, and Leo Ezrins is writing in from the CFL Alumni Association. He's in Hamilton, and he's talking. I think he put a photo up of himself and Harold Ballard. Why has nobody been talking about the Harold Ballard Cup for 30 years until now? And I found out because of the Twitter account at CFL News this morning. I read, this is a fascinating story. And I'll tell you a story about Harold Ballard that I got from Wendell Clark a little later on in the program. It's a little too early for it. It's not for the faint of heart.
Well, we've branded, you know, the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl, and everybody across the country knows what that is. Is this not the same type of rivalry?
The Ballard Cup. I'm going to tell the story now, and then we'll probably take a break. And later on, I'm going to get into, with Claire, A, her long-distance relationship she's currently in.
Oh, we are going to get to that?
Chris Jones versus Claire Hanna. And
already
C,
a comment on the Facebook feed.
What was the third thing that I said I was going to ask you about?
We were going to talk about sideline reporting.
Sideline reporting, which I believe is the second hardest thing to do in sports broadcasting. I think I've done just about everything.
The first is long-distance relationships. Right?
Is that part of sports broadcasting? So
sure it is.
Here's the story. Wendell won't mind. He told it on the mic in Etonia, Saskatchewan, on a night I thought I was going to die 3 years ago. He said, back in the day, the Leafs had their own chartered plane. And Wendell, being the favorite son of Harold Ballard, sat in the front row with Harold, like row one of the plane. Wendell, of course, being the captain. Harold was older, was battling incontinence. And they were sitting on the tarmac at Pearson Airport, and Harold had to go, had to take a leak. And he says to Wendell, get up and open the door.
To the plane?
To the plane. He's going to go hang it out on the side of the plane before they took off. And so Wendell jumps up, goes to get the door, and it's latched. Harold stands up, walks halfway to the door, and goes, too late.
Oh.
The room went nuts. I mean, they just loved the guy. Story from Wendell Clark. We will take a pause. We'll be back with the big announcement after this break. That's the warm-up. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Massive decals around the city? Yep, that's Sleek. Those sweet-looking graphics on businesses, buses, and billboards. Sleek, sleek, sleek. Basically, if you want to go big, you go with Sleek Signs. SleekSigns.com.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, Rod Peterson Show continues just ahead of our major announcement. Wednesday morning sports update. Marcus Stroman had a quality start, but no offense to back it up. Stroman allowed 3 runs and 4 hits over 7-plus innings as the Blue Jays fell 3-1 to the Angels at Rogers Center. He also walked a batter and struck out 3 with a 102-pitch performance. Angels starter Tyler Skaggs allowed 1 run and 3 hits while striking out 6 over 7 1/3 innings. The Blue Jays, meanwhile, placed first baseman Justin Smoke and right-handed pitcher Edwin Jackson on the 10-day injured list before the game. Smokey has a left quad strain, and his move to the IL is retroactive to June 15th. Jackson's injury is a lower back strain. Former Red Sox star David Ortiz has been upgraded from guarded to good condition by his doctors at a Massachusetts hospital as he recovers from gunshot wounds. The Red Sox issued a statement on behalf of his wife, saying Ortiz continues to make progress after being shot in his native Dominican Republic on June 9th. And fans of the Denver Broncos showed up in droves for a public tribute to Pat Bowlen at Broncos Stadium at Mile High. Bowlen died last week at age 75 after a long battle with Alzheimer's and just 2 months shy of his enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he's an original Albertan, is he not, Dupes? I think Calgary. Somebody clarify that if I'm wrong. That's your Wednesday morning sports update. To the Facebook feed from Stephen Kleinsaucer. He writes, I'm an angry Gormley listener that has switched over to this show. Love it. Keep it up. Thank you, Steve, and stay with us. From Craig, regarding our poll question, would you move for your partner? Craig says it has nothing to do with male/female roles. Breadwinner in relationship usually has the major factor on where you live. So she's going to make more money than Jacob Trouba. Good for her. So let's move on to today's major announcement.
Attention. This is a Rod Peterson Show breaking news bulletin.
Well, you've been putting this deal together, so why should I?
Well, it's your show. But Michelle is here.
Hi.
And why don't you tell us what we're doing?
We're going to Houston. We're going to Texas.
Well, we got Michelle Shaw here from Uniglobe Action Travel.
LGI Travel. But
LGI yeah. Travel. Okay. Well, we're right into it. Like, you guys take it away here.
Yes.
You're the two that have done the deal.
So we have. We've been working on the deal. We are going to Houston this December.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And we're hoping that everybody in the Facebook feed and listening at rodpeterson.com will join us.
Yes, absolutely. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So what's all on the trip?
So it's December 5th through 10th. We're flying down to Houston. We're staying 5 nights. We're going to go to an NBA game and an NFL game on Sunday to watch the Broncos and Texans play. It's going to be a really good time. So super excited.
How did this come about, Michelle? I mean, you were, you know what? You wrote me and told me that Tennille Arts was going to be singing the national anthem game three of the NBA Finals. That's how this all started. And then it just kind of rolled from there. I don't even know how it came up. But what makes you guys want to get involved with this show? That's what I'm most excited about.
Well, I'm a super big fan of the show. I listen to it every day, and I'm a huge sports fan. So that really tweaked my interest, and I love the NFL and just the opportunity to take a bunch of people to go see a game and experience it and have a good time. And who doesn't want to go to Texas? It's the mecca of football, so I'm super excited for that.
God bless Texas.
Yes.
And I've done, obviously, several of these trips over the years. We've been to many locales and done live shows. That's the exciting thing here, Darren. We're going to do the exact same thing, but I've never been to Houston, Texas, and I'm going to get into who our friends are down there that are going to be part of this show, but maybe you guys talk about the live show component and some of the things that we're going to do.
Everybody wants to be a part of this that we've talked to, which is really great. I know you're going to get to some of the people who are down there, but you know, I've never been to Houston either. Didn't realize it's the fourth largest city in the United States.
Yeah, like 2.6 million people or something.
Insane.
Yeah. Very large.
Huge.
You know, and the hotel we're staying at's right by the large shopping mall and all the stuff in the
shopping,
Galleria.
Yeah, all the shopping, the markets, the bars, the restaurants. It's a really great spot. So.
We're going to do two live shows right from Houston. And what'll be different from all the other shows and trips that you've done is that folks watching will be able to be there and see it with us, right? Because now we're a Facebook Live show, too.
Our current viewers, if you're watching the program this morning, you'll be able to watch the show from Houston, what you're saying. That's the exciting thing.
You'll be able to watch.
And Michelle, you scouted out a location for us to do the show. What can you tell us about that?
It's a really great spot. It's actually just right across the street from the hotel. So nice and convenient for everybody to just come over and watch. And they have a great patio and they're really excited to have us. And it's going to be great. I can't wait.
So. That is great.
Yeah.
So the inaugural Rod Peterson Show trip, we're going to Houston, Texas. I'm seeing people going nuts on the Facebook feed. Derek Myers already, count him in. Yes, the Duke, who was on the set yesterday with his rant. Houston, we have no problem. He's excited. From Jeff Kozak, going to have to save up. Certainly, we'll get the details as to the cost and that kind of thing.
It's, but yes, sir.
Well, I know listening right now this morning, as he does every day, is former Riders offensive coordinator George Cortez, the multi-time Grey Cup champion. I was just talking to him on the weekend. He's in Houston. He's agreed to come on the show. He's thrown out some of the options that we could partake in. I think I said this to Darren. I know I said it to you, Michelle. Texas State High School Football Championship. So to be played at NRG Stadium, right where the Texans play, 30, 35, 40,000 people will show up for that. It's not like high school football here. So that's something that they'll be a part of. Our friends Danny Barrett with the Houston Texans. He's the running backs coach. Brian Peters, former Rider, current Rider alum now with the Texans. Don Narcisse, who of course is going through a health battle, but Narco, we're hoping, will be healthy enough to come down and join us, sign autographs, take photos with all of our people, our patrons on this trip. So Houston, Texas, December 5th to the 10th. Now, Clark is telling me that we have an ad. Sorry, you were going to say something.
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay, let's play the ad, Clark. It's a beauty.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Now, that looks like a whole lot of fun. And nice work to the production crew here at IKS and the Rod Peterson Show. I'm loving these comments on the wall. Jocelyn Frenette, Rider alumni, watching from Ottawa area this morning, says, nice. Well, don't take our word for it, Joss. Come on down. Love to have you. Rita Ware is writing on Facebook, all right, looks like this will be our next trip. So, these two have been doing all the dealings, so I'm going to hand it over to you guys in terms of where they can get info, where they can sign up, and all the rest. Who wants to handle that?
Yeah, rodpeterson.com/trip. That's it. The page is up. It's live now at the website, rodpeterson.com/trip. You can have all the information is there. Pricing is there. Hotel details. Everything you need to know. Contact form on that site will get you right to Michelle, and she'll be able to take care of all your booking needs, everything you need to know. So rodpeterson.com/trip. And the other thing to know is what's great, I think, and I don't know if this was included in years past, We've got flights out of Regina and Saskatoon, but I believe there's land packages available too.
Yes. Yep.
So if you want to fly in your points, if you're not from Regina or Saskatoon and you want to fly to Winnipeg or Calgary, because we've got listeners all over the country, if our Norwegian friends want to join us in Houston, I heard there's a seat sale in Norway. You can come to Houston, pay the land deal, worry about your own flights, and we'll see you in December.
What do you have to tack on to that, Michelle? Oh, to our Norwegian friends, good evening. How was supper? Anyways, continue.
Yeah, so if you guys have any questions as well, you can always reach out to me directly at 306-352-4444. Can't wait to get you guys all booked up. And if you guys have any questions or anything, just reach out and we can get you all taken care of.
Have you been to Houston, Texas?
I haven't. I'm excited. I've always wanted to go to Texas, so I'm super excited for the opportunity.
They say in December, where we've been, we had a sports trip there to Dallas. It was 95 degrees in December in Dallas, and this will probably be a little warmer because it's by closer to the Gulf of Mexico, closer to the water. Mikey Wayne writing us on Facebook, congrats on the trip from Michael Gregory as a part-time Texan. If you get the chance to go to a high school game, you absolutely must. It's an experience like no other. So Michelle from Uniglobe Travel, thanks for coming on.
Thanks
for doing this with us. Say hi to your folks. Do you want to say hi to your Vancouver listeners? By the way, Travis Lule is on the line and ready to go right after our next break. Can you tell Travis and all our viewers how stoked your BC family is for today's show?
Yeah, my mom's actually listening online, and they're huge BC Lions fans, so she's super excited. They're actually flying out in July again for the Lions game, so they're listening and they're excited. You got a lot of fans in BC, so
love it. And coming up after the break, Travis Lule. A little later on, the GOAT, G. Roy Simon, right here today via video chat. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth, it's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Show continues on Facebook Live and listen live, rodpeterson.com. If you hadn't heard, we just announced our inaugural Rod Peterson Show trip. We're going to Houston, Texas, December 5th to 10th to catch the Texans and the Denver Broncos and a whole lot of other things. Go to rodpeterson.com/trip to book your seats and join us in the Lone Star State. Claire Hanna with us from the CFL on TSN, sideline reporter. Darren DuPont with us, my hands solo today, as they say. And we're going out to beautiful, and I hope sunny, Vancouver, British Columbia right now. Travis Lule, BC Lions great. Now the Lions front office joins us from Surrey, BC. Good morning, Travis. How you doing? Travis, I know you heard that we got a BC Lions fan here sitting on the couch, so I appreciate you talking a little Lions football with us. Very first question I have for you is, how is life after football for you? Nope. We're having some audio difficulties, so are these guys going to work on it behind the wall here, Darren? Is that the thing? Claire, you said, while we get that fixed behind the wall with Clark and Ryan and the boys, you said you had a million questions for Travis Lule. Well, what are they?
Yeah, you know, I went to UBC, and while I was there, Dave Dickinson was actually the quarterback for the BC Lions, obviously now head coach of Calgary Stampeders, but I've always wondered... Travis got to work with Dave a little bit, I believe. Just why, like, what makes Dave such an amazing leader? And I think Travis would have an interesting answer. I also really want to know Travis's take. A lot of current players have been a little hush-hush about the Simone Lawrence hit. I want to know what if he's able to talk about that, you know, blatantly. Also, for anybody who's ever met Travis, he is such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I just want to know what he's doing with the BC Lions now, too. You know, is his family out there in BC? Is that what he's going to call home? How's that transition?
Rattled off about three great questions there, and now our producer Clark's in my ear saying...
We're
going to try Travis again. Our Facebook viewers telling us that they can hear Travis over their feed. We just can't hear in studio. Travis, can you give us a howdy there from Surrey? Do we have you? I can hear you guys fine. Okay, I can read your lips, Travis. So, yeah. So, anyways, let's go to that question again. How is life after football? We'll go to full screen, guys, in the truck while you figure that out. And, Clara, you can answer or ask your questions. But, Travis, how's life after football? Okay, now they just lost the connection entirely.
Oh, no.
Is what they're telling us. And now people are writing in, can't hear him, can't hear him, can't hear him. So while we do that, and Clark is logging in again, and Claire takes off her headphones. Look, you said you've been to Houston, Texas. So while these guys work out the details with Travis, tell me everything I need to know about Houston, Texas, because we're going there. And I hope you join us.
This is like the bougiest story ever, though.
Okay? That's fine.
And like growing up, one of our family members worked for an airline company. And so we had really easy access to trips. And my parents thought it was really important for us to see not a Texans game, sure, not an NFL game, but the Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center. So we went down literally for 24 hours and just went to the Space Center. And so got to see like NASA and all that stuff. So it's not really sports related. I feel like people are going to start heckling me for being a science nerd, but it was really cool. And I remember there was some massive, massive rainstorms. So it was December though, totally different time of year. Then when you guys... Or no, you're going in December.
We're going in December.
In December. So bring a rain jacket if you guys are going, okay?
You know, we've got that as part of the add-on that we can do a trip to NASA, which is what? Is it like 45 minutes, Michelle?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
It's
here.
Right in there.
Yeah.
You know, but it was amazing. You can see like the space shuttles that have been there. You see like what they eat. There's a lot of, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but, no, that's the coolest thing.
Yeah. Anyways, so I highly suggest that. I'd love to go to an NFL game there. I went to MetLife Stadium and I saw the New York Jets playing the LA Rams last year. And that was amazing. It was actually like all of Saskatchewan was in that MetLife Stadium. The capacity was bonkers. And I almost got lost in there. Like you can look across and you sort of can't even make out faces. All you see is just like little heads everywhere. And they look like bobbleheads. They're so far away. And they're just like this, you know. Anyways.
The boys are working on Travis Lulay in the back. They got him on the cell phone. I don't know what happened yesterday. When we have Milt Siegel, Dave Tippett, and Jay Onright, and all worked fine. And then today, Ghost's in there. But Claire Hannah's only with us till 11. She tells us she's got to get out to CTV Regina on Vic East. So let's get these questions out of the way. I feel the hardest job in broadcasting is being a sports radio talk host. For me, it's hard to fill hours daily. It's not easy, especially when you're doing it for the most part on your own. The second hardest is sideline reporting, for the reasons that you probably know because you've done it too. How do you feel about it? Well, you've done it too, Dupes, on Canada West Games. But Claire, you've done it with TSN. Am I misreading that? Is that not as hard as I think it is?
I'd love to hear Darren's thoughts on this too, because Darren's done it for a lot longer than I have. But it was really nerve-wracking for me last year because it was my first year ever on the sidelines. You know, when they come to you, you're trying not to think about everybody across Canada who's watching the CFL watching you, and you don't want to miss up. But there is so much preparation that goes into sideline reporting, because you want to have a little bit on almost every player, which is so hard to do because you never know who's going to be a hero in a game, or you never know who's going to kind of cause a big scene, and you want to have a bit on them, whether it's from practice or from their personal life. And I would prepare so many bits and like two would get used.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. But then you realize, I remember talking to one of the producers about this, that everybody in the truck has made so many different plasmas, so many different stats sheets. Like everybody has over-prepared and everybody has lost stories in this game, right? And so you have
coaches have lost plays, right? Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's
for
the
everybody.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Or like a play-by-play guy will steal your bit, your little note about the guy or the color guy, where you're like, I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. Or like when they're kind of, when somebody's coming down to me, they give away like the beginning part, and I'm like, okay, hold on, what can I add on to the end there?
Right.
And also, you have to be conscious of what's happening in the game, because the worst, and luckily this hasn't happened to me yet, but you're telling your story about, you know, these three roommates on the Riders. They're all receivers, they're all rookies or whatever. And then all of a sudden a touchdown happens, and you do not want to take away from that, because that's the main focus. Your story adds color, but it's not the priority. And so juggling those two things was difficult. Listening to your producer about what's happening, making sure you're also, like, I almost got hit last year by Bethel Thompson, who was warming up on the Argos side, you know, and I didn't realize he was right behind me. And I kind of felt like a knock on my back. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I got to move. But I'm in the middle of this hit. You know, there's a lot of things going on.
You know what's funny that you didn't even mention at all? What I found was the hardest part. And I did sidelines on the Rider broadcast for, I want to say, 3 years, maybe four, before I was doing play-by-play. And I had to do the visitor's sidelines. So, A, they're pissed off they're the visitor in Taylor Field to begin with. They've been heckled all day by the Rider fans on that east side. And if they lost, they're in horrible moods. And usually that sideline reporter on CKRM's got a Rider logo on his shirt. So you're in enemy territory. B, they don't want to tell you anything. You're looking for an injury update, and they think you're going to, you know, send it straight to the Riders.
You're wired
instead of on the radio. Yeah,
you're
right. And there's the paranoia in football is just out of control of any sport. That's what I find hard, getting interviews with the guys live. That's the hardest part of it.
Yeah, and I felt like pretty lucky because I'm not with any team. I'm just with CTV and TSN. I'm not a fan of any team, you know, and I understand how if you're in-house, that looks like you're in enemy territory. But I try to make it really clear that I'm not a fan. I'm definitely not a Riders fan. I'm just covering the team, you know. So I find it hard to hear in Mosaic Stadium. Like, I'm trying to listen to what the coaches are saying to each other, or how they're beaking each other, or what they say when they're like a quarterback's coming off, because I'm trying to listen there so then I can relay that information or find out who's getting pulled or what. But it's so loud. And also, I'm like trying to creep, but I'm really tall and I'm like one of the only females
there. Yes.
So I'm like, I can't blend in. Whereas, you know, somebody like Ballsy can totally blend in.
But that's totally it, right? And you talk about like being around the sidelines. Same thing in hockey, right, Rod? It's, you know, are you the guy that's sitting around practice or talking to the players and making everybody nervous? You got to build those relationships, right, with the coaches, with the players, mm-hmm. so that they're comfortable with you walking right up on the sidelines. They'll give you injury information, those little mm-hmm. notes, and you'll talk to coaches
sometimes
before the game.
Sometimes it's eye contact. When I'll see a guy, getting looked at on the bench, like just kind of looking at him and being like, then getting something back like, no worries or whatever. Or if they don't say anything, you're like, okay, right. what's mm-hmm. going on here? So a lot of intuitiveness, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, shocks me that, actually, it's you're laughing at the Facebook feed.
Yeah,
not
that's
a Ryder
right,
fan.
Anthony Bach. That's right.
Well, let's tell everybody. She said she's not a Ryder fan. That's upset some people. I know you played at UBC. Are you from Vancouver or where are you from?
Born in Vancouver, raised in Calgary, but played volleyball for Team Canada. So I lived in Winnipeg. I've lived in every city in Western Canada except for Victoria for like an extended period of time. And Belgium for a year.
Nice.
So
okay. Yeah.
Read that comment though for our audio listeners.
Not a Ryder fan? Question mark. I didn't hear anything else after you said that with the
probably
face,
wouldn't
like
be a
slur face.
Good thing to be on TSN and be a Ryder fan, to be honest with you. So Claire doesn't feel sideline reporting's as hard as I did. That's good. That's
oh my
a good.
Gosh, no. So don't get me wrong. It's hard, but
okay. Secondly, as we work on bringing Travis Lule back from Vancouver, the you versus Chris Jones thing mm-hmm. last year, which of course me being oblivious to everything, didn't even know it was going on till a month into it. I didn't. So let's talk about now that he's gone to Cleveland. I think we can talk about it.
Yeah, and I talked about it last year too. I think let's get some facts out there. Chris Jones was, I would say, not very dimensional. He was really, you knew who he was. Yeah. He was no
rigid.
BS. Yeah. He was firm. He didn't talk to the media. You never got really interesting stories about him. For example, he drove this motorcycle that he'd gotten from one of his former Calgary Stampeders pupils, athletes. And he would drive that to work every single day. And I'm like, let's do a story on Chris Jones driving a motorcycle. But he was not open to any of that. So when he did this thing, and for people who might not be familiar, I would ask a question. He would ask me to repeat it every single time for, I swear, like 6 weeks. But I think that when something like that happens, it's showing, and this is, you can decide what it reflects on their character. It's something different. Yeah. It's like he was the typical let's get pucks deep version of football, right? Like we're going to stick to the playbook, all that stuff.
Pucks deep. Yeah.
Yeah. And so seeing something like that was a reflection of a different side of him, but you can be the judge on what that reflected.
Yeah. Right. When you and I talked about that, once I became aware of what was going on, I said, I don't think it's personal. Remember that talk we had?
Mm-hmm.
We pulled you aside on the field. I said, I don't think it's a personal thing against you. I don't personally think it's a female thing. And the reason I had that talk with you was that morning I'd done the university breakfast. I think it was either me and Darian or me and Hebert. But one lady in athletics came up to me and said, that's really low brow of Jones, what he's doing with to that girl from CTV. And I said, well, I'm always defending Chris Jones, right? Because I like him. But I said, I don't think it's an anti-female thing. And I pulled you aside and I said, I think it's because he didn't like. Remember what I said?
Yeah.
So tell our viewers, that was about the Rob Bag thing.
Yeah. And this is my job as a reporter is to ask the questions, whether they're good or bad questions. I mean, whether they're challenging or nice questions. Of course, we do soft stories, but we have to challenge coaches and players when Ryder Nation or whoever is thinking something's up. And Rob Bag had been released after the preseason. Mm-hmm. And the typical quote that was given was it's a young man's game. And then they brought him back. So that was weird because it was 6 weeks later, right. Rob Bag comes back to the team. Well, why? You were very clear about keeping a lot of young rookies on this team. And so we asked him why, and he actually revealed that there was an injury. And I then further went on to ask, well, are you allowed to release a player who's injured? And then that was when he kind of got a little defensive. And so he obviously didn't like the question because whether or not he was in the wrong, we don't know. I'm not sure what the ruling on that is, but that was the question I was pushing him on. And then after that is when he asked me to start repeating questions.
See,
and
that's what I think the genesis of it was. So it wasn't, in my mind, about you being a female reporter. And as I said to you, I don't think I was at that news conference that day. But you had asked him three times, right? And he was just not wanting to answer it. I think that's what ticked him off and kind of pushed him too far. But
You're in a really tough spot, though, right? I mean, you're a reporter with CTV and TSN, so you have to find news. But then as a sideline reporter, you need to be building the relationships mm-hmm. and getting those human interest pieces
yep.
and adding to the news that the newsbreakers are getting the player side. So you're trying to build the relationships, but you also have an obligation to create actual news.
Yep.
And so you're just doing your job,
thanks
right?
Thanks for recognizing that.
But it's a tough thing.
I know. And I will never be buddies with the players. Like, I would never consider myself friends with them, but I always try to find touch points, you know, oh, how's your kid doing? Happy Father's Day, you know, or, hey, I heard you were working on a book or something like that. So you kind of try to find outside of football topics to just totally. Kind of like relate to. However, it's not like I would ever, you know, call one up and go for coffee. Like, that would be so absurd. Or even if yeah. I see them out in a restaurant, I'm really hesitant. Like, I'll say hi, but that's it. Like, when I'm leaving or going. But it wouldn't be a matter of, like, going and actually having a beer with them.
You mentioned this too, Rod. I mean, it's a difference between being in the news business and needing to ask those questions when you're not in the game. But when you're watching a broadcast, it's all about the entertainment of the game, right? A little mm-hmm. bit of information. And you've always said this, that you're a broadcaster. You're not a reporter when you're doing right. play-by-play, right? You're trying to tell the story of the game. Mm-hmm. Right? Not break news or really get into those details. You're entertaining, right? And so, yeah, you got to try and wear two hats. It's a tough spot.
I want to challenge viewers, though, on one thing. And I wondered this myself when that was happening and he was asking me to repeat questions. Had another reporter like Murray McCormick or, you know, Britton or Ariel at the time, had any of those people done it, would he have also asked them to repeat their questions? And I've always wondered that. You know, was this, I was a rookie reporter last year.
Just a combination of things, maybe.
Yeah, you know, and that's something I'll never know. And I wish I could have asked Chris Jones, you know, about this.
Oh, you'll meet again, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, and there's still people in the team, Stephen McAdoo, their strength and conditioning coach, Clinton Spencer, who are close with Chris because Chris brought them in. I've always wanted to know why he did that. Just because there was a point where
pressing him on something he didn't want to answer.
I know, but he let it go for so long. That's what I'm saying. After a while, he wasn't mad about that anymore. After a while, and that's where I think it turned, like, he wasn't mad anymore, and it was almost like a joke, and I'm curious. I've just always wanted to ask him about his perspective.
It became strange.
Yeah, it did.
Kind of what you're saying. On the Facebook wall, Todd writes in and says, I always got the impression that Jones was being cheeky and was having fun with the new reporter. Claire's great, and everyone knows that. From WHL Pat's Cast, Facebook feed says, not everyone is a Rider fan in Saskatchewan.
Ooh.
Most are, though. Let's be honest. And
thanks,
Justin,
Todd, by the way, thank
Justin
you.
With a great question. Who was the funniest athlete you ever interviewed, and who was the most difficult person you've ever had to interview? I think we've covered one. The second part in Chris Jones. Who was the funniest athlete that you ever interviewed?
The funniest athlete? Gosh. I might have to think about that one. Justin, I feel like, I'm not sure if I can come up with the funniest one right now, because I don't know, maybe sometimes I don't let myself be funny in interviews where I should probably loosen up a bit, but the most difficult person I've ever had to interview, you know, I won't say the name, but there's been a few athletes who have done things that have been that relationship where they can trust you, but in those situations, it's just tough because you're almost like a lawyer questioning them on a stand. Mm-hmm. And so those are the most difficult interviews, or also ones where there's been tragedy and loss. You know, we talk to a lot of athletes, people who have lost family members, and they're playing very soon after that. And they talk about how that's how they, you know, they get through the moment because they're doing their passion and they love it. But talking about loss is really difficult too.
What is it like being a female in pro sports? So in the media, because there, I can't put myself in your shoes because I'm not a female. What's it like for you? You're in the big time
now. It's so funny. I don't actually notice a difference.
That's good.
And I'm being completely serious about that. The reporters here in Regina are all amazing. So respectable. Yeah. And so sometimes, there's been some media people when I worked in Edmonton, there was like, and actually sometimes it's interns or something like that, or subjects. So I got a couple examples, but one time I was doing some tennis interviews and I'd called ahead to set up the interviews and I had a male intern with me and we showed up to the tennis courts and immediately people thought that he was the reporter. And so they were going to him, you know, being like, oh, hey, okay, so we've got the players over here. And I was like, actually, it's me. So they just assumed it was the male who was the reporter, those types of things. Or I remember once I was going to do some, actually I did some Snapchat coverage. I got laid off in my career a couple of years ago and I was doing some social media stuff with NHL teams and one of the media people there didn't believe that I was doing like that I was a reporter and I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, well, where are your credentials? I'm like, they're right here. And they were like, who gave those to you? And I'm like, the media people through Sportsnet at the time, you know? And I was just like, why are you not believing that I'm here to work? Like that's, and I always question if males would get the same response. Because women aren't as predominant in sports media. But those are really two examples, but I can't really think of many other ones. You know, I think players, for the most part, treat me with respect. And yeah, I think you shouldn't choose to look for it because then you're going to find it.
Claire Hanna with us from CTV TSN, but only until the top of the hour. So if you've got questions coming in or if you have questions, feed them to us on the Facebook feed. By the way, they say we might have Travis back. Stay tuned. Keep going. I love those messages that they get. Just keep going. Just keep talking. Listen, Claire, you mentioned you lived in all these cities in Western Canada. Saskatoon, Regina. The differences? Go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. When I first moved to Regina, I've got to say I was way more obsessed with Regina. And I have been very open about that. I've said I like Regina more than Saskatoon.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And people are shocked by that. But I also love sports. I'm a sports reporter. And with the Riders, the Pats, there's a lot of sports. And okay. I loved covering the Blades. I don't want to bash the Blades from Saskatoon. But the atmosphere at the games here is just juicier, you know. It's like there's some moxie sauce here.
Yeah. Michelle from Uniglobe, a Pat season ticketer over there. We have Travis Lule, I understand. Let's try it again. Let's go to the West Coast. These guys putting their headphones on. Travis Lule, how are you? Hey, I think I can hear you. How you doing, my man?
Am I here?
Oh,
do
God.
You have
All right, Travis. How are things this morning in Vancouver?
Things are good. It is a beautiful weather day, and I am not sore and beat up from the game on the weekend. So that's one of the perks of retirement, I suppose.
How did you enjoy the game on the weekend? Like, we're watching you on TV. What was it like?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It was two things at the same time. It was good. It was good to be there and, you know, be in my new role. And it was a little bit weird, right? Like, it was the first time in a long time that I'm at the game in BC Place, you know, aside from the preseason game, but it's obviously a different level. But just not knowing what every play call is and what the strategy is all the time. And I'm just kind of a outside observer, at least on game day. So that part of it felt weird. But you know, I know that's going to take some time to completely settle, but no, I, it's not as though I have any regrets or any of that type of thing. It's just going to be settling into my new normal.
Claire from CTV TSN, she's got a million questions for you and she's got to run. So I'm going to hand it over to Claire.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead, Claire.
Travis, I met you once last year. It was a pleasure to meet you. You're so nice. But one thing I'm curious about is it's so difficult as an athlete to transition. Have you been, you know, feeling some anxiety and stuff just about not being on the field?
You know, it honestly hasn't been too bad. Like I said, there's like training camp, for example, you know, the off season was kind of the off season and yeah, I've retired, but nothing's really different until training camp happens. Right. So when the boys were in Kamloops this year, where we've had camp for years, I was just so curious about what was going on. What did the morning practice look like? Who looks good? Who's up the ranks? Who's not? But actually, miss being there, right, and being away from the family and grinding it out. I mean, training camp's kind of, always said, kind of a necessary evil for veterans because you got to go through it, and it's a really critical, important part of the season. But no, I didn't miss being there. So I don't, you know, even on game day, I didn't say, man, I want to be down there. I like the idea of that, but no, I think I'm settling into life. And like I said, I took a long time making my decision to retire. And it was so that I was really certain about it when I did. So I still feel good about that.
Do you have a little, are you having a bit of an identity crisis though? Because everybody's going to know about Travis Lule, the quarterback, but you know, making your own brand post football life. Are you worried about that?
Well, I wasn't until you said that.
I'm so sorry. Oh, God. I'm the worst.
No, listen, I know, like, obviously, this is one of the things that anybody who goes through a significant career transition, this happens. This is a regular part of being an athlete. You're not going to be a professional athlete forever. So we've always known it's a finite thing. And you do everything. I mean, I personally have. I've tried to mentally prepare for that transition for years. You know, not that I wish or that I'm happy that I had those surgeries necessarily or the injuries over the last few years necessarily, but it did force me to start to look at what life looks like after football. So I've got a bit of a head start, I think, in terms of mentally preparing for not just being Travis Lewis, the quarterback, right? And so, you know, and I've always considered football and sports to be, you know, something I do and not who I am. Now, obviously, that does make up a chunk of my identity, and to some extent, it always will. But this is a normal part of the transition that I've been preparing for years. So I guess anytime I feel weird or different about it, I just work through it. I've been ready for this time. And so here we are. So now it's time to put all those phenomenal life lessons and sports psychology sessions into effect in life after football.
Travis, the beautiful thing about this show is the fans can be part of it. And Corey Huber has written it on Facebook, and he says, Travis, since you've gone through so many injuries, if you could talk to Zach Caleros right now, what would that talk be like regarding looking at retirement health-wise?
I appreciate the question. And I honestly, when I saw that happen the other night, I mean, I know what it's like. So often in the sports world, we go, oh, quarterback's down, and everybody just goes, what does that mean for the team? Oh, they're playing the backup quarterback. Oh, but I just immediately go directly to the individual, right? Because there's still a human underneath the shoulder pads and the colors and all those things, right? And so I just, my first, I was just disappointed for Zach, right? Because I know how hard it is to mentally overcome an injury and to come back and then to be disappointed right away. I know that feeling. Zach's in a little bit different scenario than I face just because he's had head injuries. And so without knowing exactly how he feels and his conversations with doctors and where he feels on a daily basis, it's really hard for me and hard for anybody really on the outside to comment on what Zach may or may not be going through. I can speak to the side that's, I'm sure, frustrated not being on the field. But I think Zach is a guy with a pretty good head on his shoulders too. And if it comes to those types of decisions, I would like to believe that Zach's the type of guy who will do what he needs to do. Now, if he's a competitor and he feels really good and he's testing on all those things, well, then, you know, that's a decision he's got to make if he wants to continue to play. We all know we're human first, and, you know, we hope to be family men and all those things and live a long, prosperous life after football. And injuries are certainly a part of the life consideration that is part of being a professional athlete.
Travis Lule with us from Vancouver this morning on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com. The BC Lions, by the way, Travis, have been outstanding to our program. We've had Wally on. We've had Duran on, yourself, and Giroy coming up later. I need to know, how's my boy Duran doing out there? Duran's Duran. How's he doing?
Yeah. Well, I think he's doing good. You know, when I chatted with Duran before the game last week, he's in great spirits, and you know the laughy, funny, playful side of him. And so, yeah, I mean, he made a few plays in the game for us last week, and he had a really good catch that kind of went understated because it was a 2-point conversion, right? It was only worth two, but it was one-handed in traffic. So, you know, he's still flashing that ability. So, you know, I think the other thing Duran's got going for him here is Mike. I think he's generally genuinely fired up about with Mike, and Mike's also got a really good grasp of how to speak to the room, right? So Duran's going to be Duran, but he's going to be where he needs to be when Mike needs him to be there, right? And so that's just the way those guys are operating. And so far, they seem to be off to a really good start. So I know it's early and I don't like to overhype things, but Duran looks the part here.
We ask our viewers, what's Canada's game of the week? And this is the second straight week that BC's been in it. It was Bombers and Lions last week, Lions at Eskimos this week. The ESPN said Cleveland Browns are the hottest ticket in the NFL this year. Obviously, Baker Mayfield, OBJ, Chris Jones. I say the BC Lions are the CFL's hottest tick this year. You got the most sizzle going. Do you guys feel it out there on the West Coast?
Yeah, we feel it, and I appreciate you feeling it. Yeah, no, I think this is this is an intriguing matchup this week, going back to Edmonton. And I was, you know, listening to Mike's interviews and had some chats with him, and there's got to be a lot of mixed emotions for him. He kind of, you know, he really became a man in the CFL, right, in Edmonton. And he, I remember when he left, you know, he was just, it was really, you know, him taking a chance and going out on a limb and saying, I want to try this. And that first year was tough for Mike, that 2013 year. And then he grew up in front of everybody, right? And so now he's back in BC. And so there's going to be those mixed emotions. That Edmonton team's had a lot of turnover, but they looked good, especially on offense in that first game. So then now we find ourselves 0-1 in the West, and you don't want to dig a hole. Though, as far as I'm concerned, we're four losses away from being on Grey Cup pace. That's how I remember it in 2011. So these are long seasons, but these are critical games. 2 points is 2 points, whether they come in October or in June. So, yeah, we got a good one dialed up this week in Edmonton.
Claire, last one. You for Travis Lulay, Claire Hanna, CTV, TSN. You had the question about Dave Dickinson, I thought.
I know.
Was a good
you know
one.
What? I'll
family,
ask that. Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
Pick one.
I'll take. This is my final question because I've got to go do a story about the Riders O-line. But you got to work with Dave Dickinson. I know he's a coach, but when I was at UBC, he was the quarterback for the BC Lions still. What do you think has made him just such an amazing leader, both as a quarterback but now as a head coach?
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is Dave and I actually never directly crossed paths, right? So Dave was just retiring from the CFL as I was coming into the league, but Dave and I do have a bit of a history in that his agent, when I was coming out of college, Dave's agent put me in touch with Dave to kind of use Dave as a reference for him, as actually a guy by the name of Ken Staninger, rest in peace. But so Dave and I have kind of stayed in touch throughout the years, and actually the first CFL game I ever played in the 2009 preseason, I came in late in the game. I had, you know, it's the same story that you hear every preseason. A guy had, I was a fourth guy off the bench. I had 3.5 minutes to try to earn my keep in pro football. I made a few plays, threw a couple touchdowns late in the game, and we almost had a comeback, but I made it exciting. And I remember a coach came up to me and kind of grabbed my arm and turned around, and it was Dave. And I hadn't met him in person prior to that. And he just said, "Hey, you know, Trav, I think, you look good, man. You're going to make it in this league." And so I think it's just little instances like that where Dave's just a genuine, honest person. People want to work with him. People trust him. He's obviously a smart offensive mind. I know he, you know, people say use the word surgeon a lot. He dissected defenses when he was playing quarterback, and he clearly approaches his team the same way. And you know, Dave's kind of an intriguing story because I know for a lot of his career, he swore off the idea that he would ever be a coach. And here he is, one of the most successful young coaches going and fresh off a Grey Cup win. So I just think it's that, though, just the sincerity and how genuine he is with people and has a really good feel for the game of what he wants his team to look like and his ability to communicate that message and all the things that good leaders do. And that's what we that's what you see from Dave. And, you know, all that being said, I hope we kick his butt this year.
Travis, I appreciate the time. I always speak for myself. I was disappointed to see you retire, but then so happy to see that you were staying in the league. And this, I think the Lions are on a great track, and I'm glad that you're part of it. So thanks for hanging in with us today.
You bet. I'm glad we made it happen, guys.
All right. See you soon. Travis Lulay on his way to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. He's in all the Montana Hall of Fames as it is. Claire, are you leaving us?
Yeah, like I said, I've got that story to do. But it's been a pleasure. I loved seeing what you guys have here and just the different format.
Well, I got to say, TSN and CTV have been huge supporters of ours through the Kevin Glenn announcement last week.
Yep.
Donnie Hewitt came and sat in that chair last week. The Bandit, Daryl Rommel, is coming to speak to all his native Norwegians because we're so big in Norway. So thanks for all the support that you guys have done for us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Dupes and I, back next hour, and the GOAT.
Oh my gosh.
TV rookie. The GOAT, G. Roy Simon.
We're not going to break.
Yeah, it's not like we're not going to break here. We are live. What do you think this is, romper room? I can see you, Michael.
Shame.
For those old enough to know that. Get the Facebook comments going. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at urinsurable.ca.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca. Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.